Speaking Volumes is proud to present the unabridged recording of Sleeping Dogs by Ed Gorman, being performed by Drew Birdseye.
That morning, two things happened right away. Chicago had a freak October snowstorm, and Phil Wiley, the man I'd replaced, was in the news. He'd committed suicide the night before. The staffers up front were gathered in small groups. This was the headquarters for re-elect Senator Nichols, usually a busy and happy place. It was obvious that Wiley had had a lot of friends here. The mourning, among men and women alike, charged the air with grief. The staffers closest to the senator had joined him along with Mayor Daley for a breakfast saluting five men and women who'd once been drug addicts but who had managed to go 3 years without hitting up. Noble as it was, this kind of tribute always strikes me as cynical. This is exactly the kind of presentation politicians, even the good ones, choose for photo ops, as if it was something they did that lent these people the courage and determination they needed to handle their new lives so well. I was happy to be here, in the private office reserved for the chief staffers. I was the paid boogeyman, as the media had come to privately call all political consultants. That is one reason we stay away from cameras and microphones. Our presence just reminds reporters of how much campaign cash flows to various kinds of advisors, gurus, visionaries, and snake charmers. We've come a long way from...